What makes you more nervous, the government spying on you or private companies? At a hearing this week of the Senate Commerce Committee, Senator Jay Rockefeller weighed in.
I've served on the Intelligence Committee since before 9/11, and I can declare to you absolutely without a single thought that the protection that NSA provides to security and secrecy is far better than what we're going to be talking about today.
They were talking about the consumer data industry, brokering data on everything from your age to your preferred brand of soft drink. Even the segmentation of consumers into cohorts of demographic and financial similarity struck Rockefeller as perverse.
They sort economically vulnerable customers into groups with names like rural and barely making it. Not making it up, that's one of their categories. Tough start, young single parents. Rough retirement, small town and rural.
Kate Kay covers the data industry for Advertising Age, and she joins me now. Kate, welcome to On the Media.
Thanks, Bob.
We live in a world of big data, and data which is obtained by brokers like Experian and Axiom routinely, but through different means, most mm-hmm. of which we surrender ourselves through what, terms of service agreements and the like?
And even just transactions that might happen through our credit card companies, they might provide aggregated information, or a grocery store loyalty program might pass on very high-level information about types of products that people in a certain region buy. And then it might be really traditional approaches to data brokerage come from the catalog industry. If you subscribe to J.Crew or Crate & Barrel, or they just automatically are sending you a copy of their stuff, all those catalog companies pool all of their data into a, what they call a data co-op, and they agree to give a bunch of information, so then they get a bunch of information from the whole pool of the catalog industry. That's how a lot of these industries work.
A lot of the data sold is anonymized, so that Procter & Gamble doesn't really know about Kate Kay
right.
and what you're doing. You're just a data point for them.
Yes.
But that said, some of this stuff is just mega creepy. Give
Absolutely.
Me some examples of the kinds of things that gave Senator Jay Rockefeller the heebie-jeebies.
The sale of lists of rape victims. I don't even know where that data comes from, but maybe law firms want to buy it. The idea of using really specific health data to target us. So if you're perceived as a diabetic, or maybe you've reached out to a company that says it can help you with your mother who has dementia, and then you end up in a list somewhere. In a lot of ways, with those things, you are actually telling the company you want more information. But the reality is most consumers don't really realize where that information is going to go, and they think they're just giving it to this one company that's going to help them. They don't realize it's going to be put into a list, and they're going to be sold and resold and resold for countless other purposes.
Big data is not used only to target apparent diabetics with diabetes products. Rockefeller seemed particularly freaked out by what I think they call dynamic pricing, the process by which, let's just say, Amazon might mm-hmm. charge a different price for the same product to different people
yep.
based on any number of factors, how many times
mm-hmm.
they visited the catalog item,
yeah.
where they're located geographically, mm-hmm. what other things they've bought online,
yeah.
and so forth.
Yeah.
Is there any aspect of big data that doesn't freak him out?
You know, something tells me that if he were running for re-election, which he's not, that his campaign would be using some sophisticated data analysis, and they would probably be buying lists that would have potential donors who would be interested in giving him money and voting for him and volunteering for him. This stuff was praised during the 2012 election as the most sophisticated, amazing approach to political campaigning ever. Obama's people were like touted as like the most brilliant people ever. And now we're looking at the consumer marketing industry doing the same thing that politics has done. Political people learned half of it from the marketing industry. And it's being demonized. I'm not saying either one is good or bad, but there's a really interesting dichotomy.
Well, you do raise an interesting point, and that is that Rockefeller was essentially shaking his fist at the industry and saying, well, okay, you've stymied me now, but I'm going to be back, and I'm going to make your
yeah.
life a living hell. But he isn't, because
right.
he is a lame duck. His
yeah.
term of office expires at the year's end.
Right.
Is there anyone else in the Senate who seems ready to pick up where Rockefeller left off?
There are definitely people who are interested in doing it. It's just a matter of, like, when's the right time? the biggest problem with trying to legislate this stuff is the rapid pace of technology. And we're looking at data coming from not just our digital media consumption, but, I mean, our phones. The fact that the NSA scandal still is interesting to people and is raising awareness of privacy issues, I think gives potential for some momentum behind comprehensive privacy legislation, but I don't know about next year.
In the end, what is more of a threat to us as citizens? Is it the gathering security state that has all sorts of metadata about our every electronic connection, or Unilever knowing about our hair care behavior?
Certainly, if you fear a police state, you'd probably answer the NSA. I think one thing that's interesting, and one of the things why this has come to a head and why hearings like this have happened, is because there's so much data now being collected. I can't tell you how many companies I've talked to who basically say, well, we're collecting all this information. We're not quite sure what we're going to do with it yet, but that's really disheartening to think about. But hey, the NSA is saying the same thing, aren't they?
They are indeed. Kate, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Kate Kay reports on the data industry for Advertising Age.
WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.